welcome to Breakfast Bad, Brickfest Bad Special. Why is it called Breakfast Bad, Owen?
It's called Brickfest Bad today.
Shit. Why is it called Brickfest Bad, Owen?
Because Brickfest is this weekend, and we do Breakfast Bad, and we like breakfast, and we like Breaking Bad. And should we start this again?
I think it's fine.
Shit.
Yeah, we're all playing at a festival at the weekend down the Bricklayers Arms in Hitchin, so we thought we'd give you a little talk about some of the acts that are playing. Is that what we're doing?
I think so, amongst other things.
Yeah, cool.
So, with some details about Brickfest, so other people that aren't our five listeners know how to come down and get there.
Yep.
So, it is a fundraiser in aid of Rhythms of the World, which is which weekend?
20th and 21st of June this
there
year.
There we go.
It's a massive, massive festival in Hitchin. About 30,000 people come, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know
it's
that.
Mental,
many.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good, though.
Yeah.
But this Brickfest fundraiser is this weekend, which is the 18th and 19th.
Yep.
It's funny. What's funny now?
Sorry.
That while I was talking to you, and I thought you were going to say stop. Anyway, the Brickfest is all free.
Yep.
Generally, if you don't need any tickets, you can just come down. But ticket-wise, you can purchase.
You can get early bird tickets for Rhythms of the World, can't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I think that'd be your last opportunity to get early bird tickets for Rhythms of the World.
Are they a little bit cheaper?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Because they go on sale on Monday, so actual last chance.
Oh, right.
So, obviously, there's music all weekend. What time does it start?
Starting at midday on Saturday, up until about 10:30 at night, and then on Sunday, again, midday till 10:30 at night. I think there's 28 acts over the 2 days.
That's impressive.
We'll talk about those a little bit later on, though.
But as well as the music, there's a barbecue, which is not free food.
Not free food, but all the money raised from the barbecue will be going straight into the Rhythms of the World Fund. Face painting. There's cakes. There's gonna be some cakes there, Steph. You like cakes?
I do like cake.
Cool.
Is it like a cake stall or?
I don't know the ins and outs of it, Steph.
Okay.
If I'm honest.
I need to prepare my levels of excitement for how much. Cake
I think it's probably gonna be a stall where you can buy a cake.
Okay, no, that's nice.
Yeah. There's a raffle as well with some great prizes.
Any examples or of companies or?
London Road Studios have donated a 3 days recording. There's some sort of family portrait place that have donated something. There's tickets you can win for the festival, other merchandise, there's all sorts. I mean, you dedicated a pair of something or other on.
You were going to say pants.
I was going to say a pair of pants.
I dedicated a pair of pants to the raffle.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you want warm ones or clean ones?
I don't know.
I can't maybe the same. I've only got warm or clean.
I've got like warm ones or like a pair of brand new ones. Like that maybe I went to buy or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's definitely going to be a thing now. Oh, I'm not dressing as a clown though.
Can I take that back? Can we, like, maybe I'll delete this bit in a bit. Can I offer, like, I could give a guitar lesson. That's a more reasonable prize, isn't it?
Guitar lesson.
In my pants.
Yeah, guitar lesson, that's a good prize.
Okay, I'll do that.
Heard it here first.
It's a thing.
Okay, excellent.
Done.
In my pants.
So, we're going to have a little look at some of the acts that are playing at Brickfest this weekend. Reese Kirkman, we're very excited about. Like, we love Reese, don't we?
Everyone loves Reese, I think.
Did you literally just press play?
Yeah, man.
Oh, cool.
It had a nice like, little background element.
It was good.
Like that dog.
let's end that.
It's all right. The dog will be fine.
He obviously liked Reese's music. He got so excited as soon as he heard it.
He's the tallest dog in the garden.
Yeah, Reese Kirkman, for anyone who doesn't know, is 6'6". He's a giant. He's literally a giant. He's the only person that makes me look up. We've all been out and got drunk with him, have we? I have.
Yeah.
He's good. He's a good lad.
So.
He's a good lad. He's a good lad for going out and getting smashed with.
His family like to come out and get quite drunk and watch him as well.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's good.
His family are awesome.
But I also think that we should praise his music as opposed to his drinking.
Yeah, his music is weird in the sense that...
Yeah.
No, in a good way. Like, because he's done that thing where he's taken a decision to not write love songs. And I think as soon as you do that, like, you've opened up a whole world of possibilities. So he's got songs about flat-back furniture.
I like his song about the flat-back furniture.
Yeah, and like about being too tall or... Do you know what I mean? There's one about his iPhone and stuff like that, and they're just so interesting and different to anything else that's out there. Like, he probably should be famous. Maybe he will be famous. But I think he's teaching now at a school, even though he hasn't got any qualifications. I don't know how he's done that.
That's a good thing.
Are you going to oust him for this? No.
Yeah. I think they know. I think it's just a thing.
Okay.
Like, he went there as like he was a caretaker, and then they were short of a teacher in a class. And like, so he's gone from being like, I think he was just cutting wood. Like, now he's like teaching A-level biology.
Seriously?
Yeah.
This feels like a story that you've made up.
I think it's true. We'll have to check. We'll get it verified for the
fact next. Check.
Let's get it verified after we've put it out there on air, yeah?
Yeah. We'll get it verified in the next show.
Yeah, okay.
Who else do you want to get sacked from their jobs then?
Okay, who do you want to get sacked?
I don't want anyone to get sacked from anything. So, Reese is on what time?
1 o'clock on Saturday. So we're all very excited about that. Over to you, Steph.
Over to me. Can I choose George now?
Yeah, you can go choose down George.
A sort of chronological order. George, I...
George who?
George Smith.
Yes.
Or as you refer to him, Little George.
Little George.
But I always heard about him because you had him play, but we always seem to miss each other. And
that's sweet.
What?
You miss each other.
Oh, okay.
don't know what you meant.
But I do, now I know him, I miss him a little bit. I was curious. But he was how young?
He was 14. I got a phone call from his mum, 2 years ago, saying, you run an open mic night, is it if my son comes and plays? I was like, yeah. She went, is there an age limit? I was like, no, how old is he?
How old are you if it's your son?
And she said, he's 14. I was like, it's fine as long as you come down. And I thought he was going to be this timid little shy kid, and he absolutely smashed it. It was just unbelievable. Just came down, did loads of Johnny Cash and stuff, songs that, and like Oasis and stuff. For a 14-year-old, I think a lot of it, credit must go to his parents, because they must have been into all the right music. And he's just been blowing us away ever since, really. He's just been unbelievable.
He's brilliant. I suppose he has that cliche of people saying kind of Ed Sheeran-esque.
Yeah, he's very Ed Sheeran-esque. He's really good with his loop pedal as well. Yeah.
And we found out a fun fact about him on Sunday.
He turns purple in the cold.
He does turn purple in the cold.
Poor little thing. He'd been sitting there all evening in the cold. And then when he tried to play, he was all purple.
He had hands like corned beef.
Yeah. I don't think he was embarrassed at all when he pointed that out to everyone.
No.
But yeah, I think especially, I don't like saying it, but especially for his age, I think he's really, really good.
Yeah. He could well be famous as well. That's two people we've mentioned, two people that could well be famous.
I like as well that he has the confidence to kind of play around with lyrics as well, when he relates stuff to himself, when he's singing Ed Sheeran, he's saying about his blonde hair and stuff
Yeah, also his original stuff is just, way beyond his years. It's really good, his original stuff. Really good. So yeah, check out George Smith, 3:15.
Should we have some more music and talk about some more stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put this on the table.
Music and spies.
When are they playing?
They're on at 8:30 on Saturday night. They're fantastic. We love Music and Spies.
I haven't seen them for ages.
No, you'll love them again. They don't play so much anymore. Nathan's joining the army and stuff, so they're kind of I don't know, they don't do
he's
going to
be an army buddy with my brother.
I know, yeah.
It's a bit weird.
That's a nice connection, though.
Yeah, really nice connection. They had a bit of a talk about it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, when they met at my gig a while back.
That's weird.
Yeah. Sure. They're both quite tall.
Are they?
There's lots of tall people playing at Brookfest, isn't there?
He's a bit of a giant.
Well, who else is tall?
We'll go.
Max is very tall from St. Clair.
I think Rob Eaton is quite tall.
No, Rob Eaton. He's normal man. He's not taller than me.
He's
normal man size.
Oh, okay. That's
I didn't mean to get so aggressive then. You might be taller than me, Rob. I don't mind if you are or not. He's still a really nice guy. Plays some really nice guitar and some really nice singing things.
So Music and Spies, they supported Lucy Spraggan?
They did,
right?
Yes. Yeah. That was their big break. But it didn't really come to anything. But it probably should have done. But they went on tour with Lucy Spraggan. We met them just after they came back off tour, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess that was probably a couple of years ago now.
I love their harmonies. I think they're brilliant and just they're really upbeat and fun. I think no matter who you are, what age you are, what you're into, you watch them and you want to have a little dance.
You could have Morrissey on before them and everyone would be crying, and then Music and Spies would come on and the whole place would just erupt. That's just the way they are.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
I like it that they could probably play in an empty pub and they would probably just entertain each other.
Yeah.
They have a great time on stage.
There's some wonderful sideways glances and stuff between them, isn't it? You can't teach that shit, man.
No.
Very good. And Dan from Music and Spies is also playing?
He's playing solo the next day at 6:15. He's been writing some new stuff that me and Owen had the joy of helping him out on in the studio. His new songs are brilliant as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Similar vein, but yeah.
To check them out.
He's got a lovely hat as well and a very cheeky smile.
He has got a cheeky smile. One for the ladies.
Whisper.
Okay, yeah, Mark Sullivan, another one that we really like. Looks like Danny Dyer. Talks a bit like Danny Dyer sometimes as well.
Have you ever seen him and Danny Dyer, like, in the same place at the same time? No. Or even together in a photo?
No.
And he hasn't punched you in the face, so maybe you could be friends with Danny Dyer if you're friends with Mark Sullivan.
Maybe I am. Maybe he's just Danny Dyer.
It's Danny Dyer character.
I feel like sometimes I've seen it in his eyes that he does want to punch you in the face.
What?
Mark Danny Sullivan? Dyer. Right, well, interchangeable, isn't it?
I don't think he wants to punch me. Yeah, Mark's a lovely lad as well. Brilliant. Like, he's just starting to get noticed, isn't he, as well? Like, he's just been doing some much more high-profile gigs and stuff. Yeah, come see Mark Sullivan. 5:30 on the Sunday at Brickfest. Another person I wanted to think deserves an honourable mention is Smidge. not a lot of people would have seen Smidge. He's new to the scene. He did something amazing the other day, like we were doing an open mic night down the George, and he was getting heckled, and I've never seen anyone like put people down like he has. He's like so unbelievably confident for a kid. He's only like 22 or something. But yeah, it was like,
so come and heckle him and hear him.
Yeah, come and heckle him and watch him. Like he actually sort of stopped mid-song, like some bloke was shouting at him, so he stopped mid-song and was like, excuse me, mate, so I don't know if you're aware, this isn't television, I can see you. And it was like the whole pub just erupted. He was brilliant. There was another point where I was, Kerry, the landlady, asked me to turn him down a little bit because he's got a very, very loud voice. So I went over to the PA, I started turning him down. He just started shouting, I'll just sing louder, don't turn me down, I'll just sing louder.
No wonder you like him.
I do like him.
He's got volume. When is he on?
He's on at 6:15 on a Saturday. Just before you and Owen, actually, Steph.
Like, indeed. So I've got no excuse, really, not to, no. Joking. I would definitely go down and watch that, just for the put downs.
Yeah, heckle him as much as you like.
I don't think I'm going to heckle anyone. What if he stays there and then heckles us?
I will break down and cry.
I will break his fucking neck.
I was going to say, the two least confrontational people in the world getting heckled.
Cool.
Is there anyone else you want to talk about? And then maybe we could play that game of like three picking words. Three words to describe an act and we have to guess who it is.
Okay, we can do that in a minute. Do you want to have a little chat about G, didn't you?
Yeah.
Headline in the Sunday night.
He is the most unique performer that I've ever seen, that anyone will ever see. He's like nothing else on earth, and you have to see it to believe it.
And that's not even music. He just performs in his everyday life.
Yeah, I saw him like at Bullstock last year. He by the Sunday, like every year, he loses his voice like completely to within like no sound comes out, and he had like a set on the main stage there, and with no voice, just through the power of mime and having some kind of presence, he managed to entertain the whole high street, and it was one of the best performances I saw that weekend.
It was amazing, yeah.
I don't think many people could have done that.
No, I couldn't.
He's definitely one of my favourites. Like, if I'm ever in a sad mood or I'm feeling a bit run down when we're playing gigs, like, I think, oh, G's on, I'll go and watch him. Mm. Again, a bit like Music Inspires, but in a completely different way.
Yeah.
I feel like
like anything can happen when G's playing.
Yeah, and usually does. Like. I went to see him at VicFest last year, and during one of his songs, he climbed out of the window. While everyone was still like clapping, ran around the building, came in through the front door, picked up his guitar and carried on playing. G. LaRoche. Perfect.
It's going to be amazing.
And he's about 8:30 on the
8:30
Sunday.
8:30 on the Sunday, headlining, yeah. Yeah. Let's hope the pub doesn't burn down or something. Like I say, anything can happen.
What?
Wow.
Well, he might make fire.
He might make a fire.
I don't, you never know with G, do you?
He's not a Stone Age metal,
yeah.
He might make fire.
Is that how
come
you
come down and find out?
We should probably mention the headline act for Saturday night.
Probably.
Yeah, it's Horace and Spiders, which is myself, Owen, and Jordan Bradley. Oh, we haven't even mentioned Jordan Bradley yet.
There's loads of people we haven't mentioned. We haven't mentioned that guy. We haven't mentioned these guys or that guy.
Well, Jordan Bradley, like keyboard sensation.
Keyboard sensation.
That's what he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was. It's just a funny way to describe someone. Jordan, again, perfect, like really, really, really good to watch.
Yeah, amazing.
Very entertaining.
There's a lot of. It's going to be the best weekend of our bloody lives.
I think so.
So Jordan, like, he's doing a solo set at 7:30, and then he's joining me and Owen at 9:30 to headline with our band Horace and the Spiders.
How are you in Horace and the Spiders? Yeah. Like,
why
spiders?
Have you done this to me?
It was my favourite computer game when I was little. It was a Spectrum game.
I guess like the only saving grace would be that probably the graphics were so rubbish that you couldn't tell if it was a spider or a building.
No, yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't that. You wouldn't be scared of it.
I'm still not happy about it, necessarily.
Okay.
Well,
should we talk about this now?
What do you want to be called? Horace and the what?
Giraffes biting giraffes.
All right.
There was a bunch of Horace games actually. Like, there was Horace.
What's a Horace?
Horace was like this sort of blue character.
Is he a thing which is a who, or is that something else?
He was a human. No, he was like a block.
Horton is a who.
But like he was just this blue character that sort of like scuttled about. And like he used to battle the spiders in Horace and the Spiders, but he also
my hero.
Yeah. He also had. There was also like Horace goes skiing. Like, and it would be Horace just skiing. But I thought that's a really, really rubbish name for a band.
Horace goes skiing.
I think Horace and the Spiders sounds better.
Maybe.
Because it makes it sound like Horace, one of us is Horace, he's the singer, and the backing band are the Spiders.
We're the Spiders, aren't we? Me and Jordan. Are the
and Rob.
Imagine if you had to dress up as a spider. Do you think you'd try and kill yourself?
If you can't beat him, join him, that kind of thing. No, I wouldn't be able to look at myself in the mirror or anything. And like...
What, through shame?
And that's your favourite thing.
Through shame or fear.
What would I do with my days?
No more selfies for you.
What? Kev, selfie the hog.
Big red rapey clown mayor.
Steph laughed so much then she actually held her ribs.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Are we going to talk about anyone else or are we going to do that game?
We'll talk more about
people
later.
We'll do that game. Like,
whoa. Whoa. I haven't pressed a thing. You're so keen, so trigger happy. Okay, you can go now.
What? Have you pressed it now?
Yeah, I pressed it minute, but you just, whoa.
Oh, shit. Okay, like, so the game is, like, someone's going to read out a name of an act, and then we have to describe them in three words.
But straight away, you can't think about it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
This is going to be horrible.
The problem is probably choosing one, so just flash me.
Okay, do you want to just point at one? Oh, no, you just choose one.
Yeah,
just... You choose one for Owen.
Okay. Rob Eaton.
Lovely voiced man.
Good, that's good.
Okay.
Who's this for?
Me.
Okay.
Okay. Pete Woodruff.
Beautiful red trousers.
Okay.
Okay, Steph.
Oh, God, I'm going to say something awful now, aren't I?
Jordan Bradley.
Entertaining, fashion, amazing.
Oh.
Sweet.
Well, put that on your website.
Yeah. Oh, it's my turn again. Okay. Roxy Searle.
Never bloody met her.
That's what words you lose.
Sure, she's lovely, though. Right, let's get you.
It's been nice to meet.
Oh, all right. Okay. Dave Spencer.
Smooth, lovely, lovely tuxedos. Does he wear tuxedos?
No. I've only ever seen him wearing, like, gangster caps and
no,
stuff
he's
a like
no,
that.
No, he came in a suit once.
Yeah, sometimes he'll, like, look like a rapper, and then other times he'll look like James Bond. So
he's quite a Bublé, isn't he?
He's well Bublé. But, yeah, like, who's it going to be? Like, who's he going to turn up as? Bond or, you know, a gangster?
Bond or 50 Cent. Surprise us. Surprise us. Okay, it's your turn for me.
Do you want to get Steph?
No, because that's going to sound really bad, because whoever you reach out, it's going to sound like...
Sarah Ashley.
I haven't seen her. Oh, there we go.
You have seen her, haven't you?
A long, long time ago. I haven't seen her
Sarah,
recently.
Anyway, I think.
Sarah. Oh,
okay. Oh, there you go. Get it right. Picking country wonderful.
You made picking sound like a swear word.
Picking. Oh, okay. Ian Johnson.
Big hairy baby.
That was my one.
You
big hairy baby postman.
Because it makes it sound like you think he's a big hairy baby. He has. So Ian's
got a famous baby. His baby was famous for being hairy.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. Yeah. So yeah, that's much better explained. Okay.
Okay. Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's it for? Okay.
It's for you.
This is a quick fire round.
Dan Bond.
Hat. Handsome, entertaining.
Handsome, entertaining.
I didn't know what
does that mean? It's not even a sentence.
What came out of my mouth was music and spies, and then I'm like, no, I can't say that. And we're having a very complimentary conversation about him earlier, weren't we? Don't make it sound like we were. No, it's just you talking in the garden on your own. And you were saying that you think he's
handsome. A good looking, cheeky chap, one that you'd be proud to take home to meet the parents.
Okay, let's
that's more than three
I
words.
I think Owen's selling him. Is he a raffle prize?
Let's do another one for Owen.
I don't want another one.
Tough, you get one. I'm doing one for you. James Maple.
Tall as Kirkman.
Okay. Is he?
Yeah, he's I think that we could have... But they're not on the same day, but I think they're probably pretty much the same.
Maybe I think we should do that thing where maybe we could, like, on one of the walls, we could do, like, a chalk mark.
That could be a new thing.
And maybe we could, like, do one each year and see if any of us get any taller.
I'm just going to get smaller from now on.
But, no, I think that's good because...
Don't do it on width.
Because Perry has just taken the Bricklayers Arms, we didn't mention this, has just been taken over under new management. So it could be, like, a feature wall and you can mark off the height of everyone.
Yeah,
I think that's a good thing.
I've got one. Owen Stephen.
Sitting in front of me.
Okay.
Too many words.
Okay. Kev Mayer.
Big red man.
I think that's almost everyone, yeah. Because the rest are kind of banned, so it'd be hard to do it for. Although, Seb Stone, because I've never met Seb Stone, so that's yours.
Came and left.
I thought that was Owen Stephen.
I have to edit out this whole section. Moving on.
That's everyone almost. The only people, yeah, the only people haven't mentioned are bands.
Yeah. Okay.
So where can they find this information?
To see it's on right? Facebook. If you go to the Bricklayers Arms Facebook page or my Facebook page.
Go to mine because I'm Kev, like my page. And
we'll put it on the Breakfast Bad one as well, won't we?
You mean the Kev Mayer podcast?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It's not my fault. It won't happen again. It won't happen again because we moved to Audio Boom now, so it'll just
no,
be...
No, but when I searched it on Audio Boom, it comes up saying Kev Mayer, brackets, Breakfast Bad.
Oh, does it? On Audio Boom?
Yeah. If you want us, if you want us to be the spiders in this, then all right, Horace, then just.
Kev Mayer's breakfast out there for all to see.
Kev Mayer's breakfast.
I'm glad it's just as breakfast as
that. We've got to do that bit again where we talk about what we ate for breakfast.
Oh yeah.
You're the worst host.
Oh, cheers. Okay, I mean, what did you have for breakfast today?
I had the same thing as you. We had it just a minute ago.
Why are you getting angry with me now?
We had. I had one of my favourite things I've ever eaten. I had a Marmite sausage.
Yeah.
That was really good, wasn't it?
That sounds so good.
And a black pepper sausage.
Black pepper sausage. You kind of ruined breakfast with that, didn't you?
I didn't mind
it. Why did you get that?
I don't know.
Why didn't you get more Marmite sausages?
Well, we had a Marmite sausage, a black pepper sausage, and a black pudding sausage. That was nice.
And then you had extra black pudding as well.
Yeah. And then extra black pudding. And bacon and eggs and beans. And fried bread. And an ice cream.
I didn't have an ice cream. You're the worst one. Okay. You had the ice cream before you had the breakfast. That's probably why you didn't finish it.
What? Don't talk about my breakfast finishing capabilities live on there. I always finish my breakfast.
So, Steph, what did you have for breakfast?
Have a guess. I'll give you three guesses.
Marmite on toast?
Yep, done. It's such a staple breakfast. You can't go wrong with it, I think. It sets me up for the day. And I have it with real butter, which I think makes it better.
Real butter's good.
No.
What?
That's
the best one.
That is the best one, but it's too expensive.
Well, no, it's just I've only experienced Lurpak, actually, before I did this whole butter thing. It was only when it was margarine. So I'd get to Lurpak and be like, this isn't spreadable. I don't understand what
it's
to
really
do with
hard.
It.
It's really hard. It's very tough.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas other butters, I find a lot more amicable. Is it like Kerrygold?
Kerrygold is a good one.
That's a nice butter.
Yeah, it's Irish butter.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's breakfast then, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breakfast and butter. All done.
So, we'll see you all on Saturday and Sunday. Let's get smashed.
All right.